Hey everyone, and welcome to the Flophouse. I'm Dan McCoy.
Oh, hey Dan McCoy, it's me, Stuart Wellington.
And it's me, Elliot Kalin. I considered mispronouncing my own name the way Stuart did his, but I think I'm just going to go with the accurate translation.
The accurate translation
from the ancient Greek of Elliot Kalin.
You don't want to risk the idea of there might be someone listening for the very first time, comes away from the show, you know, loving you. They're a big Hollywood producer, but they think your name is Elliot Kalin.
And I would not want
they cannot track you down after that. And
I guess somebody
might spelled the same.
Yeah.
Somebody might go onto Wikipedia after listening to this and be like, I got to look up this Wellington guy and then be very disappointed.
Unless there
is like a really cool Stuart Wellington that I'm stealing the glory, stealing the valor of. I don't know. We'll find out.
So that was unrelated to this podcast. This was normally a podcast that is about watching a bad movie, and then
this was normally a podcast. Did something happen? Is this where you're breaking up with us, Dan?
On most episodes, even though we're going back and forth, that's still technically true because there are more regular episodes of these minis that we started recently.
Yep.
On a regular episode, we talk about a bad movie that we have watched, but in this episode, the minis...
This is an irregular episode, which means that it didn't come out quite right, and you can get it for a lot less at the outlet store.
Yeah, it's the first pancake.
This was inspected by number 13, and they said, nuh-uh, not going to the main store, and they threw it off the conveyor belt into a big bin that said irregulars.
The point is, this is an off-week...
Starring Sylvester Stallone...
Really?
As Jedediah Irregular, the leader of the Irregulars.
Yeah, does he do an accent?
He does a heavy, heavy Irish accent, yes.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, heavy.
Anyway, this is an off-week episode, a Flophouse Mini, where the only rule is there are no rules, except also probably, you know, like moral laws are still in effect.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, like, murder anyone. Treat everyone with, you know, a respect for the common humanity, all that stuff. But otherwise, no rules.
Yeah, you're covering all the bases.
What if that was the 11th commandment? Thou shalt have no rules. And you're like, this God is cool.
The 11th commandment. There shalt be no wrong, just right.
The 11th commandment, thou shalt not. And it's like, wait, so you're saying, was that your way of saying not God?
Psych?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, that joke is kind of, that reference is old, God. Like, it's done. Like, it's really tired for you to say not at the end of something.
So,
and
listeners,
God's like, I all time is the same to me. I don't experience it the same way you do.
Yeah.
For me, Wayne's World just came out. And I'm like, really? So, God, you're behind us when it comes to Mike Myers movies? Yeah, I cannot wait for The Love Guru. Oh, God. Oh, no.
You devil.
I don't want
to. Listeners, if you have a better way of introducing Flophouse Minis, right into the Flophouse, because truly, we still don't know how to do it. But, you know, oftentimes these off-week episodes still have something to do with movies. Sometimes Stuart just reads us a story he wrote about snakes. Who knows? But this time, it is a movie-related one. I'm challenging you two. I'm saying, would you like to play a game?
Fuck.
And this game is titled... Tubi or not Tubi? Now, of course, during the streaming, during the pandemic, streaming services have had even greater importance in people's lives. I have explored all of
greater than the importance they've had for centuries.
Yep. I'm a traveler on the outer reaches of pain and pleasure, looking through all these streaming services, seeing what is available.
What movie did we use Tubi for to do a movie on the podcast?
It was
the Legend of Matt. No, it was the guy. It was the one that
Deadly Lessons
with the guy. Deadly
it
Lessons.
Was
yeah,
Deadly
yeah.
Lessons.
Yeah, a very long movie.
Now that I've signed up for Tubi and I picked Deadly Lessons as the only movie I will ever watch on Tubi, it makes the multiple emails I get every day recommending things like it's crazy.
Yeah, no, Tubi is a great repository of nonsense. But in the past, I was just like, Tubi, what is this off-brand, like, weird service? What is this? Like, no one uses it that I can tell. You know, like it replaced Crackle in my mind as like the go-to, like who is watching. But then
you ran into an old man who said Tubi burned down 40 years ago.
And yeah. then I realized that the version I had on my Apple TV was Magic. And so I had to go back and check it out. Now, well, the thing is, Tubi is it actually has many fine films you can watch for free. Although, as Stuart says, you will see advertisements. And if there are more popular movies, you will see more advertisements. But it is also the greatest repository of just nonsense trash that you will find as well, because their strategy was, okay, we cannot be Netflix. We don't have Netflix money. We're going to spend our money buying up crap in bulk, and we're going to, like, you're just going to be swimming in content. And so if there's anything weird you want to find, there's a chance it's going to be on Tubi. So...
This reminds me of, Dan, when your old stand-up routine, you might just be on Tubi. If you're a low-budget movie nobody's ever heard of, but they're probably going to watch, you might be on Tubi.
Yeah,
go on.
That was when you were you were Jeff Foxtubi. That was the name of your stand-up comedy character. Yeah.
So
Jeff Tubi worthy, I feel like, would be more appropriate.
I mean, that doesn't really scan. Jeff Tube worthy, maybe. Yeah, I think... Jeff Fox Tubi really got it across. It's also, Dan would sell a tube of foxes. That was the souvenir that he would have you sign. It was a tube with a real live fox in it.
But his whole bit is whether or not you might be on Tubi. I feel like Tubi worthy is a name that just, it ties in with the bit, right?
It's a thinker. It's not one that you get immediately. It's one you have to think about a little bit. And Dan's audience is not a thinking audience.
That's why you guys are the professionals. And I'm just, you know, this amateur... bartender, podcaster, non-comedy writer. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Why. And you should know you're Tube Man. I'm a professional also because the period where I was kind of like protecting / assassin mentoring a young Natalie Portman.
Okay, sure.
Well, let's just get into the rules of this game. Tubi or not Tubi. There are 10 rounds, so let's not dawdle.
Oh, boy. Well, if I had known that, I would have stopped making the jokes a long time ago. The Jeff Fox Tubi jokes would not have come out if I knew there were 10 rounds to get through.
Now, you
got to open with that, Dan.
They should be short rounds. I'm going to
now, once again, the name of the game is Tubi or not Tubi from the Book of Saw, right?
Yeah, exactly. So here's how it will go. I'm going to read out 3 titles.
Okay.
You guys are each going to put in a vote for what you think is the movie that is on Tubi. There's one movie that is a real movie on Tubi. There are 2 options that are things that I just made up.
Tubi options?
Out of my own.
So you have 1 Tubi movie and 2 faux Tubi movies.
Mm-hmm. Faux Tubis. That's the perfect way of saying it. And so... I'll just have you each enter your votes in beforehand. To be fair, you can vote for the same thing. It's fine. But we'll see who's...
thank you. Thanks, Professor. More, thanks, Dad. Right.
Look, it's my game. What you're objecting to the
thanks,
idea.
Thanks for telling me what I can and can't vote for, Der Fuhrer. Appreciate it.
Okay. Anyway.
So do you want us to text us should we text you our answers? What's going on?
I think you can just
do we
say
need to
it.
Write it down on a piece of paper and then put the paper on our forehead so we can't see our answer?
Yes, honor system. Sense. Honor system.
Okay, honor system, okay.
I will believe.
So I don't need to tie it to the leg of this raven and send it to you.
No.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you want to change your goddamn answer because the other person's answer, go right ahead. I don't care. It's a dumb podcast game called Tubi or not Tubi.
Oh, well, we haven't even started playing it. Dan's already mad at
I'm
us.
Already abandoning my own premise. Okay. So, first round.
That's what they said at the end of There Will Be Blood. He goes, I abandoned my premise. Give me the blood. I abandoned my premise.
I abandoned my premise. Now I'm a spaceman. Get me an astronaut costume.
I ruin your podcast bit. That's what he says at the end.
Okay. Round 1. I'll give you 3 titles. Only one is correct as a Tubi movie you could watch tonight if you so chose.
I will.
Okay. Title 1. Stocking Strangler 3, The Pantyhose Pervert. Title 2, Clifford's Bottom. Clifford's Bottom. And thirdly, eating out to Sloppy Seconds. So we've got Stocking Strangler 3, The Pantyhose Pervert, Clifford's Bottom, and eating out to Sloppy Seconds, which is the Tubi movie. Elliot, I'll ask you first this time.
Now, I feel like it. I don't think it's the first one, because it feels like that subtitle would come earlier than number 3 in the series. Clifford's Bottom, that's a legal issue, unless it literally is about a proctological exam for a big red dog. I don't think they would try for that. So I'm going to go with number 3, eating out to Sloppy Seconds, which I don't want to know what it's about. It's, do not tell
eating
me.
Eating out to Sloppy Seconds. Stuart?
I also selected number 3 as I carefully hid my selection behind my hand. There's no way I could have faked that.
No way.
No sleight of hand here.
Impossible to.
Because if not, if this is a fake made up thing, it just makes me wonder why you'd be wasting such gold on our dumb podcast not pitching a sequel to the hit film Eating Out 1.
Well, you are both tube spurts because.
Ooh. I don't like that at all.
Eating out to Sloppy Seconds, is it? I'm sorry, Elliot. I will not be honoring your request to not know what the movie is. I will be explaining the winners in each category, or the real ones in each category, not winners.
And real quick, because sorry. We're both tube spurts, tube squirts, tube spurts. Jordan, can you just throw in the tube spurt sound effect in there for us to celebrate?
Yeah, the spurting tube sound effect.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, well, Eating Out 2, Sloppy Seconds, that's from 2006. And in Eating Out...
Oh, it's 15th anniversary this year.
Yep. Eating Out, Kyle convinced his straight roommate to pretend to be gay to get the girl. Now, with the help of Gwen and Tiffany, Kyle pretends to be heterosexual to land Troy, the new guy and nude model in town. Kyle's ex-boyfriend Mark is horrified at the plan and just decides to pursue Troy with his own tactic, being his out gay self. So I think there's a good lesson at the end of Eating Out 2 Sloppy Seconds.
Uh-huh.
Is there?
About being true to yourself. Now, round two. Mm-hmm. I have 3 titles here.
Sloppy Seconds.
We've got mm-hmm. Police Woman Centerfold. We've got Funky Frankenstein. And we have Professor Crispy. So, Police Woman Super Centerfold, Funky Frankenstein, and Professor Crispy. I'm going to go to Stuart first. What does he got? Reveal
I'm
your number.
I'm going to say number 1, because I feel like if Dan McCoy was scanning possible titles to put into the podcast, Police Woman Centerfold would immediately lodge itself in your brain. Mm. And no matter how much time you would spend trying not to think of the phrase Police Woman Centerfold, you would keep thinking about it. You would catch yourself scrawling it on a piece of paper or accidentally typing it into your phone.
Yeah, writing it out 23 times, the number 23.
Yeah,
it's a real Slenderman type thing.
Elliot, what do you have?
I'm going to go with 2, Funky Frankenstein, mm-hmm. partly because I don't remember what the third one was, because as soon as I heard Funky Frankenstein, I stopped listening. Mm-hmm. And also because I think Police Woman Centerfold was actually you reading your search history and thinking it was a Tubi title. So Funky Frankenstein, the movie I want to see.
Well, I will say first to both of you, good job avoiding Professor Crispy. That is one of Ben's nicknames on the Blank Check podcast.
Okay.
Where, we enjoy their work.
It's a little deep cut for all the blankies.
Yeah. I would have noticed that if I had listened past Funky Frankenstein.
Funky Frankenstein, unfortunately, not real.
Don't tell me that. It's not a world I want to live in. This is the worst of all possible worlds.
Why don't you write it, Elliot? I mean, it. You know what? It may be real, honestly. It just isn't something that was on Tubi. Let me Google Funky Frankenstein.
I mean, they should have called it Funkenstein if they were actually going to make that
That's
movie.
That's true.
So,
Professor Funkenstein.
Professor. He's a doctor, Dan. Yep. He has a doctorate.
The Police Woman Center.
Frankly Funkenstein.
Yeah. Is the correct one, Stuart? It's a television movie, actually, from 19...
So wait, does that make me a tube spurt?
You're a tube spurt.
Play the sound effect, Jordan. Throw that tube spurt sound effect in.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Make it gushy.
No. Gross. This is from 1983.
You took us here, Dan.
I did not take us you removed to this the blindfold. Particular place. I
you
made
pulled us
an
out of the
in
trunk.
Passing ill choice of words. And then you
this
guys.
Is a real Samuel Morse moment. What hath God wrought indeed?
Policewoman Centerfold is from 1983, a television movie. A recently divorced policewoman loses her job after she posed naked in a magazine centerfold based on a true story. A sad tale of, prudishness.
That's something similar actually happened in my hometown, now that I think about it.
Let's see, what do we got here? Okay, so to recap, Stuart has two, Elliot has one.
He's got two tubes and I got one tube.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, number three, here are the titles. We got Rumpelstiltskill. We've got The Balloon Murders and Cupid's Guillotine. Rumpelstiltskill, The Balloon Murders, and Cupid's Guillotine. So, okay, I'll go back to Elliot for the first one. What do you got?
I'm going to say Rumpelstiltskill.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Stuart?
I think Elliot's onto something here. Rumpelstiltskill sounds, not only does it sound terrifying, but it sounds like,
you know.
But it certainly sounds like something that I would see in the video store and I'd be like, oh, fuck, I haven't watched this one yet.
What do I got to do? I guess the curse that was put on me by the sea witch would.
I saw a Stiltskin. Mm-hmm. Is this? No, this is Rumpelstiltskill. So this is a different movie.
And the tagline is he turns straw into death.
I think we got to rent this one. It's kind of labored, but I'll deal with it.
I'm afraid that
what else is there about Rumpelstiltskin?
This is another case. I guess I'm giving away gold that I've spun from the straw of Rumpelstiltskin. Rumpelstiltskill, to my knowledge, is not a thing. The Balloon Murders is not a thing. The actual movie is Cupid's Guillotine.
Really? What could that? And tell us what that's about.
Sounds like my finisher if I was a wrestler.
Yeah, where you kiss someone so hard their head comes off.
Exactly.
This
you would be an amazing hype man for my new wrestling career, by the way.
Let's work on
obviously, you see me and you're like, obvious baby face. But no, I'm a heel.
No. You're a heel that seems like a baby face. That's the thing. Everyone thinks you're a baby face until you finish them. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then their head goes off after I kiss them.
And their head flies off. It's hard to do that live in the ring without actually murdering your opponent, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, and there's, weirdly enough, no contact. It's a blown kiss.
That's true.
Wow.
I mean, that should be, your finishing move is that you blow a kiss and they just get knocked over. And then that's Cupid's Guillotine.
Cupid's Guillotine, that's from 2017, so relatively recent. A couple's love is put to the ultimate test by a haunted house attraction that seems to have a mind of its own. I looked up
So the haunted house attraction is testing their loves? Was it seducing one of them?
I have not seen Cupid's Guillotine. I did cursory internet research enough to know that this is from the director of Drown the Clown.
Sure. So Christopher Nolan.
If you enjoyed Drown the Clown, then
I like that you said that as if I'd be like, oh
yeah, right.
This is his earlier work, I suppose.
Okay, so
before Drown the Clown took the Grand Prix, the Palme d'Or.
So time for round four. Here's some titles for you. We got Skeet Humping. Skeet. Humping.
That Skeet Ulrich documentary?
Not ski humping.
Skeet. Like skeet shooting. Okay. Skeet humping.
Mm-hmm.
Quinoa, the mother grain, and Soren Fleetfoot and the Dragons of Dragonia. Skeet humping, quinoa, the mother grain, and Soren Fleetfoot and the Dragons of Dragonia.
The rounds are getting harder as they go. Dan, my hat's off to you.
Thank you.
let's see. I'd tip my hat to you, but I haven't got a hat. Let's see. And you go to Stuart first, right? Wait, let me choose my. Let me think of mine.
Sure. We'll go to Stuart.
Because I went first last time, I think, right? With Rumpelstiltskill.
Mm-hmm. I believe that is true.
I'm just trying to impose order on the chaos of Tubi.
I'm going to say number two. I think it's Quinoa the Mother Grain. It sounds a little dry. Just like quinoa. What?
No!
Take that, Mother Grain.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking two, but now I'm going to say three just for variety.
I mean, three is the one I want to see. But I think if I recall, that movie's a little too big for Tubi.
Yeah. Well, Stuart.
They say it's not TV, it's HBO. They all say it's not TV, it's Tubi, but they mean in the other direction.
Yeah. So, Stuart, you are correct. Quinoa the Mother Grain is on Tubi. Ugh. Not everything on Tubi is a film.
Tube Spurt.
This one.
Stuart, they should call you Tube Spurt, not mm-hmm. Stuart.
This, this one is not feature length. This is 34 minutes. It's from 2014. As the consumption of quinoa rises internationally, the Mother Grain looks at how this increasing demand is affecting mm-hmm. quinoa farmers.
Weirdly enough, hosted by Mother Brain from Metroid.
Really?
Yeah.
Mother Brain on Mother Grain. okay.
And then you throw Mama from the train.
Mm-hmm. And then you get on the floor and walk the dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. Oh, stop telling me what to do.
okay. All right. Round the fifth. This will be the halfway round.
And I'm losing. God. I'm losing ground to make up distance. Because Stuart is up by two. I think.
Yeah. Stuart has three. Elliot has one. But it could all change.
I won. Oh, thank you. The game's over.
The next titles are Fangs for Everything. Fangs for Everything.
I'm not falling for this one again.
Revenge is a dish best served dead. Or Mission. Kill Fast. Fangs for Everything, Revenge is a Dish, Best Served Dead, or Mission Kill Fast.
All sound like different sequels in a vampire series.
Yeah.
I can't remember who goes first. Whoever goes first, just say.
Elliot gets to go.
Yeah, I'll say the first one. I wasn't going to go for the monster one, but I'm going to, at Mission Kill Fast and the second one, one of them's probably real, but I do not want to live in a world where they're real.
I agree with Elliot. I think he's onto something. Fangs for the memories? What's it called? Fangs for everything.
It was called Fangsgiving. It's actually a story about a vampire family coming together for the holiday.
Again, great stuff. Let me look it up. Let me Google it so we can TM it. Fangsgiving. Now, Fangsgiving... there's a book called Fangsgiving for Children.
Oh, I should have thought of that first. Good. Okay, so Fangs for Everything, is that the right one?
No, the correct one is Mission:Kill Fast, and Kill Fast is all one word, boy. Actually. It's
Of course it is. It makes no sense as two words.
1991, the description I found, from Astro Zombies director Ted V.
The 30th anniversary.
From Astro Zombies director Ted V. Mickles comes this adrenalized tale of a high-kicking CIA agent, vengeful Las Vegas gangsters, unhinged arm dealers, terrorists with nuclear weapons, explosions, and bikini-clad beauties.
Unhinged gangsters? So wait, they're all Russell Crowe driving trucks around?
Oh.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, that's the midpoint of the game, which means it's time to thank our sponsor, Libby. The Flophouse is supported in part by Libby. Libby is a free reading app created by Overdrive that lets you borrow ebooks and audiobooks from your library on your phone, tablets, Kindle, or computers. All you need is a valid library card from your library. Even if you don't have a library card currently, you can read samples of any book you see, and Libby works just like your physical library. You simply borrow available books you want to read, and then they return themselves automatically after your loan expires. Download Libby in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store to start borrowing and sampling ebooks and audiobooks today. What a great option instead of watching Tubi all day and rotting your brain.
Between Tubi and Libby, I'd say go with Libby. I've talked on the podcast before about how my family uses Libby quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
It works really well.
What have you been reading lately?
a bunch of different things. The Oz books they have on audiobooks, and those are
novelization based on the TV show.
Yeah, yeah, it's all the adaptations of the TV show Oz. My 2-year-old loves those. Yeah, and they've got picture books. They've got lots of stuff.
What have you been reading, Dan?
In general, I'm reading a book. This is gonna sound like so on the nose to be self-parody. I've been reading a book about the history of vaudeville.
Elliot, I cut you off. What's Danielle reading?
No, I'm just saying, she, being a librarian, she uses Libby a lot. It's a great way to get books that you may not be able to get a physical copy of right away. Uh-huh. You can get them very quickly, ebook or audiobook. Mm-hmm. Libby!
I like that Stuart wouldn't even engage with that. Like, even on like the level of like it being funny that I was reading that, he's like, okay, can't take it. It's breaking my heart. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Stuart, what are you reading? I know you're just asking that, so we would ask you what you're reading now.
I'm about halfway through Crazy from the Heat, the David Lee Roth autobiography.
Okay. And for the record, I'm currently reading How Much These Hills Is Gold, the novel about two kids in the Old West.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's a grim book. Super grim.
It doesn't read like the ravings of a cocaine-fueled maniac, allegedly.
No, not in this case, sure. No.
Mr. Robot Man, what are you doing?
I'm just taking one last look at my coworkers.
Every journey comes to an end.
Remember, Plek, the space will be with you, always.
Sorry, who are you again?
Master Kieran.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Just calling in.
Friendships will be tested.
Dar, you have to do it. You have to shoot Plek.
Okay.
Wow, you shot him so fast.
Destinies will be fulfilled.
I've become a complete bird. I'm flying.
On April 28th, the saga starts concluding.
Guys, we don't have a choice. We have to put on a show.
We can do it in the old barn. We've got the costumes. We've got a stage. We can do it, you guys.
Mission to Zix, the final season on Maximum Fun.
Max Fun Drive's almost here. It starts on Monday, May 3rd, ends on May 14th, and it's the best time to support the shows you love. Here are some folks like you sharing what Max Fun and our shows mean to them.
Most importantly, it's meant community.
And just thanks for hanging out, making joke-em-ups, and making my week a little bit brighter.
So, thanks, Max Fun, for making me a better person and making sure that I'm surrounded by better people.
Thanks again for all you do. Love supporting Max Fun, and keep it up.
Come back Monday, May 3rd for more details from your favorite hosts. We'll have some of the best episodes of the year, special Max Fun Drive thank you gifts, and maybe a few surprises. That's Monday, May 3rd. Until then.
Okay, so at the midway point, Elliot has 1 point, Stuart has 3.
This is Jeopardy all over again.
There are 5 points up for grabs still.
Yeah.
Still enough for me to win, but I'm going to have to get all of them.
Cash on the table.
So here we go. We got...
maybe just 4 of them.
Bermuda Tentacles, No Pants President's Day, and Huckleberry and Goober. Bermuda Tentacles, No Pants President's Day, and Huckleberry and Goober. Which one of these could you watch on Tubi tonight?
Should you feel damned?
Should you... should you solve the puzzle box that has been handed to you?
Yeah, yeah. Number one, I'm saying Bermuda Tentacles.
Yes.
And I'm gonna say drag number three, I'm gonna say Huckleberry and what was it, Gooby?
Goober. Yeah. Much as I would love Huckleberry and Goober to be the one, it is Bermuda Tentacles from 2014. Also known as Dark Rising, when Air Force One goes down over the Bermuda Triangle, the Navy sends its best rescue team. But in saving the president...
if you had said Dark Rising, I definitely would have chosen that one. That's a movie title.
It's a monster which threatens America's entire eastern seaboard and ultimately the world. It's under Bermuda Tentacles in Tubi. Uh-huh. It might have an AKA, but in Tubi, they go for the Zazz.
That's not even a good way. It's not even a good way to describe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I hear.
Is it supposed to be a good a play on Bermuda Triangle? Then make it Bermuda Tentacle, but, not Tentacles.
But Elliot, if you had a choice between seeing a movie called Bermuda Tentacles and one called Dark Rising, which one would you pick?
Well,
no contest,
I know that,
my friend.
Probably. That's true. Good point. I mean, I know it's that Dark Rising is not an adaptation of The Dark is Rising, because that movie was called The Dark is Rising.
Yeah.
And it's not the movie Deep Rising, because that's spelled differently.
Uh-huh.
No, and it's not the movie...
But that did have tentacles
Rising
in
Sun.
Rising Sun, because that's called Rising
Sun. Xenophobic movie about...
Oh, that movie's got so many things wrong.
And it's not based on Raising Kane, the De Palma, John Lithgow movie.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, and it's not based on...
on Raising Bran.
It's not based on Raising Kane's Chicken Finger fast food restaurant chain that's not available in New York City for some reason.
I assume it's not based on Everybody Loves Raymond, the hit television show which has been adapted all over the world.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we figured out what it isn't. Let's move on to the next round, see what it might be. We've got three titles. The first one, Dr. Alien. Secondly, Earthworms with Teeth. Oh. Thirdly, DTF DMV. Dr. Alien, Earthworms with Teeth, DTF DMV. Elliot, what do you got?
Okay, I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to say Dr. Alien.
Okay, Stuart?
I also said Dr. Alien, mainly on the grounds that I don't want the others to exist.
No, I certainly don't want DTF DMV to exist.
Well, you can rest easy tonight. Dr. Yes. Alien is from 1989. It is from our old friend David DiCato, who did A Talking Cat.
Yeah. Yeah, who might have also done a movie called DTF DMV. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of stuff he also does.
Yeah. The plot, a sexy substitute teacher replaces a teacher who was killed by a UFO encounter, but her research on a nerdy student is now making him a lady magnet. So
it's not what I thought it would be at all.
No, yeah. No.
All right, so moving on.
But I can't say I'm not intrigued by the premise.
I think I can go far enough to say that.
Right. I gotta say, I'm doing pretty good in the back half over here, right?
Yeah, you're picking it
Stuart,
up.
Two no, for Stuart's two. The champion. Stuart has a mind for trash.
Well, that's the thing. I think that Elliot might have spent too much time watching good movies in his life.
Why was I watching Straight Time? But I should have been watching other stuff.
Uh-huh. So next round, we got.
Why did I watch Minari last weekend? What a waste of my life when I should have been watching Bermuda Tentacles.
Okay. Bikini Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, The Beard Ate His Face, and Celery Night Fever. Bikini Bubba Gump Shrimp Company?
No, Bikini Bubby Gump Shrimp Company. It's someone's Jewish grandma who has a shrimp company and is wearing a bikini to juice business.
The Beard Ate His Face and Celery Night Fever. What are you going to go with? I guess it's back to Elliot, I think. Am I right?
No, I think it's Stuart.
Me. I'm saying number three. I think it is Celery Night Fever.
And I'm going to say number two because that's the one I want to watch.
I would love to see The Beard Ate His Face. Unfortunately, it is Celery Night Fever. It is a VeggieTales video, a 54-minute VeggieTales from 2014. Veggie Pals Laura...
Oh, seventh anniversary.
Veggie Pals Laura Carrot and Junior Asparagus have a big job to do. Save their beloved Celery Park from being destroyed. All hope of saving the park seems lost until the group remembers that God forgives without question.
Uh-huh.
So why can't they do the same? Will the band reunite to save Celery Park? Find out in this groovy, music-filled VeggieTales adventure.
So God forgives them for having God forgives them for having a topless car wash to save their park.
I thought one of the weirdest things about Only God Forgives starring Ryan Gosling was that the VeggieTales did show up halfway through the movie.
Okay, so there's two rounds left. Elliot, you're only playing for your own sense
just to lose less badly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what we got here, it's currently 6-2. Next round, Cardigans of the Galaxy, The Brute Dispute, and Bonkster's Gross Science Fantastic Farts. Cardigans of the Galaxy, The Brute Dispute, and Monsters, Gross Science, Fantastic Farts.
Okay, I'm going with three.
I'm going to say The Brute Dispute.
Ellie, you picked up one over Stuart on this one.
Oh, thank goodness.
Monsters, Gross Science, Fantastic Farts. That's from 2020, so very recent.
Are you saying Bonksters?
Bonksters, Gross Science, colon, Fantastic Farts.
Is that like what Bonk from Bonk's Adventures friends call him? The Bonkster?
Yeah, the Bonkster. And he's always farting, yeah.
It's a 52-minute educational video with puppets.
52 minutes?
It's like a for kids.
And no, I assumed it was a 20-minute video.
Join Bonks and Stonks, two rude and crude bog monsters, as they explain all about one of their favorite subjects in the world, farts. Get ready for a blast of facts to make your head spin and your nose scrunch with the Bonksters, Fantastic Farts.
Oh, I need to show that to my children. If I show that to my children, I'll be their hero forever.
Yeah. Watch out. They might laugh themselves to death like some kind of weird medieval story where they, I don't know.
Where someone learns about farts and they laugh themselves to death.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's an original Grimm's Brothers tale.
All right. So we got the final round, big finish. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Three titles. One of them's real. We got
okay.
Booty Booty Clang Clang.
Okay.
We have Belushi's Toilet.
Sure.
And we have Everybody's a Kitty Cat Nowadays. Booty Booty Clang Clang. Belushi's Toilet. And Everybody's a Kitty Cat Nowadays. All right. Stuart says one, Booty Booty Clang Clang. Elliot, what do you got?
I'm going to say two, Belushi's Toilet.
Oh, man. Elliot, right at the end, you come out blazing.
Whoa.
Belushi's Toilet is a Canadian movie from 2018 based on the web series of the
third anniversary.
Same name. In the not-so-distant future, the war on drugs is considered a failure. Prohibition has ended. A group of friends risk their relationships to create the perfect new drug. They want a new drug, one that won't make them sick. Something about Belushi's Toilet. So
and so that doesn't really explain what that has to do with Belushi's Toilet.
I don't know.
But
maybe that's the name of the drug.
Oh.
You know, something that really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, I'd inject that into my veins. Belushi's Toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So, final score, you know, not as one-sided as it looked to be originally. We got 6-4. But Stuart did ultimately
25
prevail.
Or 6-4.
Yep.
So once again, tube spurt sound effect, crowd cheering, everybody's excited.
Great. Yep. We know who the real tube spurt is tonight.
Yeah. Now, it turns out Stu is a real tube dude, and I'm just a tube poser. Just a guy posing with
a tube.
Tube
dude talking to two guys. Uh-huh. All right.
Two boy tonight. Talking.
That's
me,
right.
The two dudes tonight. All
tonight,
right.
All right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's right. So, Dan, how were those results? Did they match up with what you expected? Were you writing these down and you're like, there's no way they're going to get 10 for 10?
You know what? I got to say, I don't think this is an insult to you so much as it is a testament to the weirdness of the stuff that is on Tubi. When I was writing it, I'm like, oh, they'll see through this right away. They'll see through my garbage. But it turns out that Tubi's, crazy enough to make this hard.
There were very bad puns. And I was like, that sounds like one of Dan's tweets. That's got to be a bad pun from Dan. And no, they would be a real thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Dan's Twitter feed has been a lengthy audition for, Tubi Buyer? Like, I don't know what the...
Tubi Titler?
You know, movie directors, writers, you know, when you're naming your movie, don't go for a bad pun if you want the Elliot audience. Because Elliot will see that on a marquee and will think, oh, it's just one of Dan's tweets.
They accidentally put one of Dan's tweets on here. Dan's tweets, I don't know anything about computers because I'm an old man. Dan must have tweeted onto this marquee. Yeah. Like in how in the movie Sex Tape, they somehow uploaded like a sex video from an iPad
it's
to everyone.
It's because of the cloud,
Elliot.
The cloud does it all.
But that's not how the cloud works, Dan. I love the idea. They're making that. They're like, we got to get this movie out where people understand what the cloud is and what it does.
Yeah. Okay, well...
Someone right now is rushing a wacky comedy about algorithms onto the market before people understand how algorithms work.
Well, I want to thank you guys for playing my dumb game with me.
No, thank you, Dan. Thank you for making us laugh at Tubi again.
Neil Simon.
Neil Simon's the Tubi girl.
So thank you to Jordan Cowling for editing this nonsense into a usable form.
Useful?
Thank you to everyone at Maximum Fun for their help and support. Go to MaximumFun.org. Listen to other great Maximum Fun podcasts. Happy birthday to Jesse Thorne. He recently had a birthday. And before we go, we just want to say that the Maximum Fun Drive, Max Fun Drive 2021, starts next week. But I'll let you in on a little secret. If you decide to give some money now to keep the shows running, you'll get in on all the Max Fun Drive benefits. We just want to let you know, because this drops right before the drive starts. And, you know, the money that comes from listeners to support the shows really helps. I know in our case, like, not only does it help us, you know, keep going as we get older and tireder, but it also helps us in times like this where, you know, I mean, I have been lucky enough to have steady employment, but everything is a little more unstable for people. You know, I know that it has been a comfort during this time.
And so for Stuart, thank you. And for Stuart and me, more than a comfort, but a material necessity. So we'll hit you with the full entire guilt you into pledging or raising your pledge on our next episode, when we've got a very special movie we'll be talking about, and maybe we'll talk about it for a long time. Of course we will. It's the Flophouse. But just get ready for that Max Fun pledge drive starting next week.
And so, in addition to the special episode, we're going to be throwing stuff out there on social media. I'm going to be doing a couple of Instagram lives on weeknight evenings, hopefully with some very special guests. And various other cool things that we're doing just for the drive.
Yeah, and
that sounds thrilling.
And next week, next episode, maybe we'll tell you about our bonus content. Spoiler alert, it's dumb.
It is very dumb. I actually have forgotten what we did. I just have a memory of having fun. So
wow,
so like
that's a
great
good endorsement,
like
right?
A great bachelor party. Yep, that's Dan, why don't you take us out? Not on a date that, you know, we're, it's,
you could,
I mean, you can't, you know what, maybe this is when friendship becomes more.
Well, we'll explore that, but for now, I've been Dan McCoy.
I'm still Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin, I think.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Maybe I'm Tubi.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.